Ruby.
Hello.
Hello, Hanak. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, and you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Baruch Hashem to you as well.
Right now, you're the only one on.
Okay. All right. I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Mincha.
Yes,
Abel Rinat, I'm called Baby. Kahawenu, no ra, to pray Shayan in Tetnun. Nagibor, or Sheyehuta. Nun Gibel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Akamesi Tacha, Bami, Jam, Tet Rage, Sadi Tav Gimel. Patin Kadosh, Biro Ucha, Shavatenu Kabel, Matiatatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Tinkuklav, Tzadiyutta. We'll now read the seven verses, starting with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Tuata Kohanun, Hayulimat, Jelo Yaklu Lahashit, Etol Haolo, Vayahakum, Achechem, Alevim, Ad Kilotam Lacha, Vyad Yitachu Hakohamim, Ki Alevim, Yishkelevav, Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. We take the first letter of each word and permute it into eight names of God. Yo wa he la la he wa 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 yo la yo a la me. Hey, 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 ah, 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 chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Adorad Ibiya Adonai Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Amalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Asher yitabe shav etzavon elai el nachon vehalachti yitem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yovid roam yom ruayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wisam ti makom leami li Israel unta ti vishatan. Kakta vilo yigaz, od vilo yosi yifu. Vene avla la anoto, ka asher barishtena. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. We're connecting to the Zohar on the Parasha Vayishlach. This is the first opportunity to connect to the new energy of this week. We're going to go to section 1 and start with Pasuk 1. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarihu Ishkin Te Bid Chilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu. Vayachta l'shem yud he bavav he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konanehu. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Vegomer Rabbi Yehuda Patach Ki Malakav Yitzaver Lach Lishmarcha Bekol Dirakecha Chai Kira Ok Muha Havrayaya Dehabeshata Divarna shate, be'alma miyad isdaman, bachadeya, yetzer haradihu mikatraeg, leya levarnash, kadir kada'a lepetach, hatat rovets, mait hatat rovets da, Yetzer hara. The translation. And Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Yehuda began the discussion with the verse, "For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways." This verse has already been explained by the friends. When man is born, the evil inclination enters with him and constantly denounces him, as it is written, "Sin crouches at the door." What is meant by sin crouches? It refers to the evil inclination at the door, means at the opening of the womb at a person's birth. My commentary. Each person has two inclinations, an evil inclination that joins him or her at the exit from the vagina or the cesarean womb, and the good inclination that potentially joins him at the age of 13. The beginning of the 13th year for a girl and the end of the 13th year for a boy. These inclinations are angel/demon messengers from the Creator that make thought, suggestions, or reactions to other thoughts in order to have each person follow the actions necessary for their tikkuns. This is the meaning of all your ways. The second pasuk. With David hake name karya ya chatat dikti vechatati nagdi tamid begindi hu aved leya levar nash kol yoma de mechete kame mareya beyetzer hara dala ita de mi bar nash mi yoma de it yele leyad bar nash leal min beyetzar hatovate levar nash mi yoma diate leit dachea leit dacha. The translation. David also called the evil inclination by the name sin, as it is written, and my sin is ever before me. This is because it tempts man every day to sin before his master. The evil inclination never leaves man from the day of his birth. The good inclination comes to man only when he seeks purity. My commentary. The evil inclination is constantly telling a person to do the actions that lengthen their process, or do actions that will go against the spiritual laws and require a lengthier process. The good inclination is trying to direct the person to positive actions and to avoid the wrong action. The good inclination has a softer voice and is more difficult to hear. The third pasuk. Ve'ematai ate barnash le'itaka Kadihu Bartelesar Shanin Kedain Izdavag Barnash Betar Vaihu Khadmi Mina Bechad Mismala Yetzer Tov Limina Vietzera Lismala Beilain Inun tirein malakin mamash mimanan ve'inun mishtachin tadir bachadeya devarnash. The translation. And when does man seek purity? On his 13th birthday. Man joins with the good inclination on the right and the evil inclination on the left. They are literally two appointed angels found constantly with man. My commentary. These angels/demons are individual for each man and woman. These entities are supposed to be servants to each man and woman. The fourth pasuk. Ate barnash le'itaka'a hahu yetzer hara kafya kameya vishalit yamina al semala vitarvaihu mizdavgin lenatra leya levarnash bikol arho dehu aved hada hu diktiv ki malakav yetzavelach lishmarcha ubekol derakecha. The translation: when man seeks to be purified, the evil inclination is humbled before him, and the right rules over the left, and both the good inclination and the evil inclination watch over man, whichever way he travels. This is the essence of the verse, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you all your ways. My commentary. The two inclinations work in tandem. If the man or woman chooses to follow the good inclination, then the evil inclination supports that decision, while the good inclination is the lead angel for that time period. If the man or woman chooses to follow the evil inclination, then the good inclination supports that decision, with the evil inclination being the lead for that time period. If the person follows the suggestions of the evil inclination, then the evil inclination goes before the Bet Din each night and charges the person with doing some things against the spiritual system. Also, the plan that is created for the next day is based on strict judgment. When the good inclination is in charge, the plan that is created for the next day is based on a merciful approach to achieving the person's tikkun of that day. The fifth pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Mokim Leia Lehaiki Rabbi Yaakov Tikud Shabarichu Azmin Bahadeya Malakin Mashrayan Mimanan Begindeha Ihu Ateshalim Beshivtin Ilain Kulhu Shelemin Kidka Yaot Kemadit Mar Wiyako Kalach ledarko, vayifkeu bo malake, Elokim veitmar, vehakakevan, deishtazev mineya, delavan vehait parash, mineya kedeniz davgat, Aimea Shekinta Waato Mashiryan Kadishin Lisahara Leya Ukdain Vayomer Yaakov Kaasher Reyam Vagomer Umeinun Malakin Shadar Leya Le'esav ha'hidiktiv v'yishlach Yaakov Malakim, malakim, mamash havo v'adai. The translation. Rabbi Elazar applies this verse to Jacob. As the Holy One, blessed be He, surrounded Jacob with legions of angels, because he came complete with the supernal tribes, who were in a state of perfection. As it is written, and Jacob continued on his way, and angels of Elohim met him. It has been explained that after being saved from Laban and departing from him, the Shekhinah joined Jacob, and legions of saintly angels surrounded him. At that point, Jacob said when he saw them, from these angels he sent a group to Esau. This is the meaning of the verse, and Jacob sent messengers, also angels, the same word. Surely these were real angels. My commentary. The question is, did Jacob send physical or spiritual messengers, or both? The answer from the Zohar is that Jacob sent spiritual messengers, which are angels. The Hebrew word malach, which means angel, also means messenger, because an angel has one task at a time, and that is to be a messenger from the Holy One, blessed be he, to wherever he is sent. The Midrash also explains that when one leaves the land of Israel or returns to the land of Israel, the angels of the evil and good inclination have different leaders, different army captains, for lack of a better word. It is like they are in different troops of angels. The angels that Jacob sent were those angels that are able to travel within the land of Israel. In my opinion, we learned that Mount Seir, where Esau lived physically, is in the land of Israel. We learn this from this pasuk. The sixth pasuk. Patach Rabbi Yitzhak Vayamar Ketiv Chone Malach Hashem Saviv Lirea Vaychal Tzem Ha'ukmucha Aval Ba'atar Kad Ketiv Ki Malakav Yitzave Lach Malakav Sagi'in Behaka chadiktiv, chona malach Hashem, saviv li re'av v'aychal tzem, elaki malakav, yitzave lach ilen, she'ar malachin, malach Hashem saviv, da shekinta. Kada avayera malach Hashem melav bile labat esh mitoch chazne uvgin kach hone malach Hashem saviv li re'av le'akafa le'a bekol sitrin Begin l'shez avaleya, v'kad shekinta, sharya begaveya, debarnash kamama shiryan. Kadishin kulhu izdamnu letaman. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps round about those who fear him, and he delivers them. This verse has already been explained, but in another place it is written, for he shall give his angels charge over you, namely many angels, whereas here only one is mentioned. As it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps. He answers, the verse for he shall give his angels charge over you refers to angels in general, but the verse the angel of Hashem refers to the Shekhinah. As it is written, and the angel of Hashem appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Just as it refers to the Shekhinah in the first verse, so the angel mentioned here also points to the Shekhinah. And so the angel of Hashem encamps round about those who fear him. to encircle them in every direction so as to deliver them. And when the Shekhinah resides inside man, all of the holy hosts come there. My commentary. This verse is quite clear. Our protection is the Shekhinah. Within the idea of the Shekhinah are many additional levels and aspects of different angels, each with its own specific role. Pasuk 7. Tachatze kad David malka ishtazev me'akish melech gat kedena mar hai begin dishkinta sachara leya ve'ishtazev minayhu me'akish u'me'ameya Kali nun diat keifu beya maketiv vayit cholel biadam amai vayit cholel vayish tagea mi ba eleya kidavar acher ki hevetem Et zele ishtagaya alai. The translation, come and see. When King David was saved from Achish, the king of Gath, he said, the angel of Hashem encamps. For the Shekhinah surrounded him and saved him from Achish, his people, and those who attacked him. As it is written, Vayitcholel, the English has feigned himself mad, in their hands. He asks, why is it written Vayitcholel rather than Vayishtageya? As it is written, you have brought this fellow to play the madman, Lehishtageya, in my presence. My commentary. This verse will be answered below. We may need to explain that answer, but let us see. The eighth verse.
Ela ahadar al hahu mila. Diamar David Bekadmeta Diktiv Kikaneti Beholelim Begomer Amar lo Kudshabrichu Chayecha Adayan Ant Itzterich Lehaikewan De Ali Bayakish Beat Kefu Beya Maketi Vait Holel Beadam Keinun Holim Dekaine Bekadmeta Ukden Atya Shekinta Visharya Sacharaneya de David.
The translation. He answers, this verse refers to what David said earlier, as it is written, for I was envious of the holy lame, the madmen. So the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, upon your life you shall be in need of that yet. And when he came to the house of Achish and was attacked, it is written, he feigned himself mad in their hands. Like those holelim, those madmen, he first envied when he said, for I was envious of the madmen. Only then did the Shekhinah come and protect him. She dwelt there around David. My commentary. We need to realize that when we judge another person and express that judgment in words, those words are meant for us to hear. And those words will be used against us in the Bet Din, either that night or on another night, or perhaps at the final Bet Din for this lifetime. That is what we learn from the above Pasuk. The ninth Pasuk. Ve'ite ma shekinta la sharya ela be'achzanteya dihi ara kadisha badai la sharya begin linaka mina vala agana sharya vechaka kadata yakov Mi Belavan Kulhu Mishiryan Kadishin Saharam Leya Vilaishtaar Bilchodo. The translation. You may ask if the Shekhinah resides only in her own place, which is the Holy Land, why was the Shekhinah upon him in Gat, which is outside the Holy Land? And he answers, she certainly does not dwell outside the land of Israel, for people to draw plenty from her, but she can dwell outside to rescue men. Thus, when Jacob arrived from the house of Laban, all the holy camps encircled him and did not leave him alone. My commentary. This pasuk reads clearly and really does not need any commentary. The tenth pasuk. Amar Rabbi Heskia, Ihake Emai, Ketivai Water, Yaakov Levado. Wigomer Amar Rabbi Yehuda Begindi Ayel Garmeya Lesakana Vahawa Hamelahiya Sakana Beeno Inun It Parshu Mineya Ukden Amar Katonti mikol ha-chasadim, u-mikol ha-emet, ileni nun mishiryan, gadishin de-it parshu, mineya. The translation. Rabbi Chizkiah asks, if this is so, why is it written, and Jacob remained alone? Where were the legions of angels who encircled him and came with him? Rabbi Yehuda replies, because he led himself into danger by remaining alone at night and saw clearly the danger he was in. The angels deserted him, for they came to guard him only from unseen dangers. Then before entering into danger, he stated, I am unworthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which you have shown your servant. With this, he referred to the holy camps of angels who usually encircled him, but had left him because he had led himself into a visible danger. My commentary. Jacob knew the spiritual law that walking alone at night is dangerous and is putting oneself into danger for no purpose. There is always time to do a job in the daytime. There is never a need to go out at night, and that the act to do so in the evening is to study the Zohar and Torah. The 11th Pasuk. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Begin Leshavka,
Leya imhahu mimana de esav devirshuta ila'a hawa'ate ve'ilein azle lememar shirata demata zimnehu l'shabacha leya l'kudsha Berichu behahia shata uvatar achadaru hahidiktiv katonti mikol hachasadim umikol haemet asher asita et avdecha begomer veata chayiti Lishne mechanot machane shekinta vekol beteya Lishne machanot utahawa shalim mikol sitrin mitrein chulakin hawar vesumak. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, therefore, the angels left him alone with the officer appointed for Esav, who arrived with heavenly approval. At just that time, the others left to sing before the Holy One, blessed be He, as was required at that precise moment. Later they returned to him. This is the meaning of the verse. I am unworthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth, and now I have become two camps, the camp of the Shekhinah and his own household. However, they consist of one camp, as it is written. This is Elohim's camp. Therefore, why is it written two camps? It is to teach that he was perfect in both aspects, from the right column, and from the red, left column, denoting chasadim and chachma, from right and left. Hence he says, two camps. My commentary is that this verse is clear as written. The 12th pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Ha Itmar, Ha Hulaylaya, Shultanuta de Sitra, De Esav, Hawa Behahia, Shata de Haketiv, Yahi Meorot, Chaser Ugin, Kachbai Water. Yaakov levado de ishtar, Yaakov de ihu, Shimsha bilchodo, de itkasya sichara, min shimsha ve'af algav, de natiru de kudsha, berichu laitade. Mineya mikol vekol v'ad lau yakolo dikti vayarki lo yakolo. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, we have learned night was under the control of Esav, meaning the left side without the right. At that time it is written, let there be lights. The Hebrew word is me'orot. Written without the letter Vav, being Wednesday evening, which could not give light without chasadim. For this reason, Jacob remained alone. As Jacob, representing the sun, denoting Zeranpin, remained alone without the nukva, as the moon, the nukva was concealed from the sun, namely Zeranpin called Jacob. Yet the Holy One, blessed be He, continued to guard Jacob enough so that Esau's officer could not overcome him. As it is written, he saw that he did not prevail against him. My commentary. Jacob was at risk being alone at night, yet he prevailed since he was complete in both right and left aspects of his life and his tikkun. Pasuk 13. Istaka lemina vechama leAvraham. Istakal lismala vechama leYitzhak. Istakal begufa vechama deitkalel misitrada. Beitkalel misitra dakedain vaiga. Bekaf Yereko Bahad Amuda Desamich Legufa Deihu Levar Min Gufa. The translation. He explained why he could not prevail against him. The angel looked to the right of Jacob and saw Abraham, the perfection of the right column. He looked to the left of Jacob and saw Isaac, the perfection of the left column. He looked at the body of Jacob and saw it was comprised of parts of both the right and left sides, being the perfection of the central column. Since the other side can have no hold on perfection, only on imperfection, he could not overcome him. Then he touched the hollow of his thigh, the one pillar nearest to the body, but somewhat removed from it. Thus it possesses an aspect of imperfection, and the angel seized it, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was put out of joint. Commentary. This is an amazing truth. The negative side cannot be involved with perfection. When you make a mistake and say, I am only human, you create the space for the negative system to stay connected to you. Be careful of your words. The 14th Pasuk.
Uvgin kachone, malach Hashem saviv li reav, vayachaltzem akef leya. Bekol sitro begin lishazava leya vekad shere shekinta begaweya kamachelin umashiryan ato bechadeya umeinun malakim shadar ligabeya.
The translation. For this reason it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps round about those who fear him, and he delivers them. He circled him on all sides in order to save him from the officer of Esau. And when the Shekhinah resided with him, numerous camps of angels accompanied him. From these angels, Jacob sent some to Esau. My commentary. This seems to be stating information we already learned above. I personally do not understand the reason for this at this time in this year of 5776. Perhaps I will come to understand it in the future. We'll return to this verse another year. The 15th Pasuk.
Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim Amar Rabbi Abba Wiki Amai Itar Ihu Legabe Yad Esav B'tav hawa leya, la'ish tuke mineya, ela amar Yaakov, yidana de Esav, chayesh leya, likara de abba, ulalam la arges, kameya vehayadana, hoil veaba, kayayam la mistafena, mineya aval hashta, diaba kaim beena, leit paya yeas, imeya miyad vaishlach, Yaakov malakim lefanav.
The translation. And Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Abba asked, what motivated Jacob to send messengers to Esau? Would it not have been better to refrain from sending any to him? And he answers, Jacob said, I know that Esau reveres the father's honor and has never troubled him. As long as I know that my father is alive, so I do not fear Esau. So as long as my father is alive, I wish to appease him. Thus he immediately hastened, and Jacob sent messengers before him. My commentary. Based on this pasuk, the messengers were not sent to Esau, but to find out if Isaac was still alive. This understanding of Esau by Jacob was demonstrating the essence of Esau and his honoring of parents and the merit of this mitzvah. The 16th pasuk.
Vayishlach Yaakov malakim, Rabbi Shimon patach ve'amar, Tov nikla ve'eved, Lo memit kabed, v'chasar lachem, haikira al yetzer hara, itmar, begindihu mekatrega, tadir legabe, benena shave yetzer hara, ihu arem lebeya, uruteya devarnash, Lega awata viazel avatreya misausel saareya uvresheya adihu itkae aleya umashich leya legai hinom.
And Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Shimon began the discussion with the verse, better is one lightly esteemed who owns a servant than one who pranks himself but lacks bread. This verse refers to the evil inclination who constantly accuses man. The evil inclination causes man to become haughty and proud, encouraging man to curl his hair until the evil inclination towers over him and drags him to Gehinnom. My commentary. The verse is describing a tool of the negative system to cause people to grow haughty. Then as the ego grows larger and larger, the evil inclination who caused this to happen acts as an accuser about this haughty ego. The 7th pasuk.
Aval tov nikla hahudila azel avetreya de yetzer hara vela itka e kelal umayich ruheya velibeya Uruteya, legabe kutshabrichu, Ukdein hahu yetzer hara, mitapech leved lo dila yakel, v'shalta ay alo, v'hahu barnash, shalit alo, kimadiat, amar viata tims shalbo.
Better is one lightly esteemed, means one who does not follow the evil inclination, and does not act haughtily, but humbles his spirit, his heart, and his will before the Holy One, blessed be he. Then the evil inclination becomes his servant, as it cannot control him. On the contrary, the person controls it, as it is written, yet you may rule over him. My commentary. This verse is clear as written, yet it needs to be taken and internalized for its truth. The 18th pasuk.
Memit kabed kima di amaran di hu okir garmeya besalsel besareya. Itgae beruheya, veihu ches chasar, lachem chasar, mehem nuta, kada alachem, elohav, wigomer lachem, elohechem, chem yakrivim, wigomer.
The translation. Then one who pranks himself is as we said, that he puts on airs, curls his hair, and acts haughtily, but lacks bread. This means a lack of faith, as it is written, to offer the bread of his Elohim, and the bread of their Elohim they do offer. Bread is the Shekhinah in both verses. Faith is the Shekhinah, so lacking bread means lacking faith. My commentary. Therefore, the antidote to the evil inclination is growing your belief, emunah, into the level of trust, bitachon, and then to become certainty, vadai.
Pasuk 19. Davar acher tov nikla da Yaakov demayich ruheya legabeya di Esav begin dilvatar lechewe sheved lo vayishlot alo vayitkayayim. Beya ya avducha amim veishtachavu lecha leumim uegomer va'adayin lahawazim neya kilalela begin desalek leya Yaakov levatar yomaya Bialda hawa, miyad nakla ulvatar, hahude ihu, mitkabed, yahe aved, lod hahu, de ihu, chasar lachem, yehe avda, lehahu, de yahavu, leya rovi. Dagan v'tirush.
The translation. Another interpretation of better is one lightly esteemed is that it refers to Jacob, who humbled himself before Esav, so that Esav should later become his servant.
By controlling him, he fulfilled the meaning of the verse, "Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you." It was not yet time for Jacob to rule over Esau. Jacob left this to happen at a later time, for he was lowly then. Later, however, the one who pranks himself will become his servant, and then he will lack bread. This refers to Esau, who will become Jacob's servant, who was given plenty of corn and wine. My commentary. The words corn and wine relate to Isaac's blessing to both Jacob and Esau. The 20th pasuk. Tachatze alda begindiada Yaakov de itzterich leya hashta itapach leya nikla Vayoter hachma leakimu avad Beda mikol made avad legabe de esav De ilu havayada esav hachma da yiktel leya legarmeya belayete ledaval kola vead behachmeta vealeya amrachana Hashem yechatu Marivav Vigomer Vaiten Oz Limalko Vigomer. Come and see. Jacob knew that he needed him now. Therefore, he appeared as if he was lightly esteemed. By doing so, he showed more wisdom and guile than he had ever shown against Esau. Had Esau been aware of this wisdom, he would have killed himself rather than coming to this. However, Jacob did all this with wisdom, and about him Hannah said, "The adversaries of Hashem shall be broken in pieces, and he shall give strength to his king." My commentary is that this pasuk is clear as it is written. That's the end of section one. Does anyone have any questions?
Hi, Hanoch.
I
don't have a question. I think I just wanted to just share that that was quite something. I just wanted to share that about halfway through, I felt that all the teshuvah that I had done in the month of Elul before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, felt like I had needed to do that all over again. but it felt like by the end of it, I felt that there was something that changed. But I probably still need to do some teshuvah. So just wanted to share that.
Appreciate that. What I try to teach is these laws of the spiritual world. They act in our world, we call it nature, the laws of nature. But people don't really understand it because living in cities keeps us very separated from nature. And I can attest to that myself because I am not a nature person. But by reading the Zohar and contemplating aspects of nature, why is it created this way? Why does it act this way? We're able to understand much more about ourselves and our society and how we should behave as opposed to how we do behave. So yes, we all need to do teshuvah, but teshuvah happens just by reading the letters, the Hebrew letters that come in the Zohar.
people don't understand that. They can't accept it. Can it really be that easy? The truth is, no teshuva is easy. But as you allow the letters to change you, that allowance is what sweetens the process.
Thanks.
Are there any other questions? Thank you. Any other questions? Tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time, providing the bus gets me back here, and hopefully it will, because I've changed the time that it get picked up. We will continue our classes in the animals in the Torah. And at 1 o'clock, we will have our class, the last class in the four phases for the people in Atlanta that we're teaching right now. But everyone is welcome. And if you've listened to those recordings, they're quite powerful. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. I believe we're commencing with section 30. And at 7 o'clock Monday, we will continue our teachings of the laws of the B'nai Minoach, the seven Noachide laws. Tuesday at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class, followed by a class at 7 o'clock on Tuv La'aretz, Tuv Ha'aretz, the goodness of the land of Israel. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers. Please send me your questions. Thursday is Thanksgiving in the United States, and so we will not have any classes. Next Saturday, we will have a class at 7 o'clock, West Coast time, a Zohar class that we will take our opportunity to connect to the Zohar in the energy of the new week, which will be Vayeshev. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.